One also sees in the course of the first book of the Ethics a theme that will be recurrent throughout our study, namely that Aristotle envisions the study of ethics as part of the context of politics. Now, political organizations are so various. We ourselves here in this country live in a republic. But the Athens that Aristotle lived in was something, at least for part of the time, quite close to a democracy, a place in which people had their own vote. Even Athens loses its democracy after a certain period, and Aristotle knows and mourns that. But he's mindful that whatever the form of governmental institution, whether it be some form of kingship, whether it be some form of oligarchy, whether it be a republic, or whether it be a democracy, politics is that study which concerns itself with what is good for the happiness of the city, what is good for the good life of the members of the community. And Aristotle constantly asks us to remember that when one is doing ethics, one is not just concerned with the isolated individual or the individual only in a small context of a family or particularly chosen friends. That we do ethical considerations from the point of view of the larger community and how it is that we can make for the good life of the whole. Aristotle will propose in his book, The Politics, that various regimes have different ways of cultivating virtues. For instance, kings like to inculcate the virtue of obedience. And oligarchs, the rule by a small number, by a relative few, like to inculcate the virtue of honor, urging that a certain number of people, in order to join the class of ruling members, will have to live by a certain standard of honor in aristocratic fashion. The virtues that are typical of democracy very much include participation, learning enough in order to participate in the common life, whereby we stand out and speak in public, in the public assembly, explaining our point of view and urging that what we are proposing is not just for our own private good or the good of our family or the good of our select circle of friends, but urging that what is good for us will be good for the common, that what we need in politics is what is for the common good and the good of the whole community. As such, Aristotle envisions ethics as a necessary constituent and a preparation for considerations of politics. One of the most important thinkers in the Aristotelian tradition in our own century is a man named Jacques Maritain. Maritain was a French philosopher who came to this country and shortly after the Second World War wrote a number of interesting books on whether a person's own good ought to be preferred to the good of the community or whether the good of the community ought always to override the good of an individual. The book in question is called The Person and the Common Good. And you will see in a book like that a particular 20th century way of doing this Aristotelian ethics, of trying to balance the demands of individual life and the intrinsic importance that any person has with the legitimate demands of the larger community, with the ways in which we must sacrifice ourselves, perhaps by military service, perhaps by matters of taking ourselves out of merely the private domain of economic development, and looking instead to what is good for the community, why we would be willing to serve in public. Those competing demands and the ways in which any given state or any given government can make legitimate demands upon its citizens and yet can also respect the boundaries beyond which a state should not ask for a contribution from some individual. They always have to be weighed. With Maritain, you see a 20th century attempt at this. In Aristotle, there is simply a constant mindfulness that the goal of our living is for the actualization of any one of our powers, and then together, a search for the common good that will indeed prosper the whole community.